We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We've got the sound working again. So, you can go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/ESPN Upstate and watch us do the show live. That's right. You can see Tim's bright, shining, glorious face.
That's just because I got all the cream on it. You know?
That's what it is. Yeah. That's what it is.
I don't know. I'm almost back from an illness that's been freaking killing me for a month.
I didn't want to bring it up, but my man, like, I'm glad you're here because the last handful of weeks, let's just say that if we were going to put you on camera, you'd have had to done the old Phantom of the Opera half mask.
I'd have to cover the left side of my face.
Yeah, you were looking like you lost a fight to a couple of different things going on for a minute.
Yeah, that was it was not fun. It was not fun.
What was the worst part of it?
Oh, the nights where there were four straight nights where I think I got a combined total of 3 hours of sleep.
Oof. Oh gosh. So yeah. Tim been fighting the bugs like hard. And he brought
shingles.
It back today.
It was shingles on the left side of my head. My face, the entire left side of my head.
But my man's here today. He's fighting through it. Champions rise to the occasion. He slapped the old play like a champion today sign on the way out of the locker room. And he is here and good to go. We are glad to have you with us. Discord chat room is awesome. We've got it up and running for you. Keegan and Stacks, Dr. McChocolate, Bubba Brooks 86, 850 Kane CG, Mikey, Pastor C, Joey, and a whole bunch of others are in there right now.
That's double McChocolate? Is that what that
Dr.
is?
McChocolate?
Dr. McChocolate.
Yes, he's a doctor.
I like that name.
He did not go to med school for you to call him Mr. McChocolate. Thank you very much.
Sorry, my bad. My apologies, doctor.
If you would like to join us in the Rob Brown Show Discord chat room, shoot me a text to 71307. Make it say ESPN password, and I will send you a link to join us in the Discord channel where you can talk with me and Rob Brown Show fans from around the upstate area 24/7, 365. I check in all day long there. You can do the same. Text 71307, send ESPN password. I'll get you the link. We were talking about the Lance Armstrong documentary. Documentary? Is it okay to say documentary? Like, we all accept documentary.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Documentary.
Yeah. So, and I'm only doing that because my grandma, who I love more than life, the other day, she was telling me about one, and she calls it a documentary. And it has been swirling in my head ever since then. That it's not just that she said documentary, but that I don't know for certain that it's incorrect to say documentary.
Are we sure that's even a word?
Yeah. I'm assuming spelled the exact same way as documentary. It's just
kind of like a different slang.
Right.
You're
putting emphasis.
I thought it was a different word.
You're putting emphasis on different syllables, you know? It's tomato, tomato. Said differently, spelled the same. She said, I have this documentary. Nope, she said, I have this now I can't even remember how this. Documentary.
That's it.
I have this documentary I want you to watch. And it didn't bother me that she said it that way. It bothered me that I didn't know if it was incorrect or not. We just all say documentary. I assume, because it's weird, if you go to England, they're going to be like, we have this documentary for you to watch. And I don't know that they're wrong for saying it that way.
Sounds so proper.
I know. It's weird. Anyway, Neil wrote in and said, at ESPN, I am a recent cancer survivor. I have zero interest in Lance, and his cheating campaign while lying about it still. Just pathetic. After viewing Jordan's iconic inspirational journey, that's from Neil. Neil, I appreciate that, man. Good on you, buddy. An over-the-airwave fist bump to you. I am proud of you and very happy for you. Good on you,
absolutely,
man. Good on you. That being said, Jordan's documentary was not iconic or inspirational to me. Like, and I'm like, great take. Love you, buddy. Also, no. Like, it wasn't inspirational or iconic. I mean, it was an iconic documentary in that it was presenting something that the entire world was captivated by for the better part of 9 years.
Did it change your view on him at all?
Yes.
Good, bad?
Yes, for the negative, right? And you and I haven't had this discussion. I've had it on air a couple of times.
Right.
I walked away from that Jordan documentary. I walked away from it with a more negative view of Michael Jordan. Right? Like, I didn't view it as inspirational at all. Like, the part about losing his father, I felt in my soul. I lost my dad when I was 25, and you would better believe that it was the hardest time, the blackest time of my life, no doubt about it. So I understand that part of it. But all the rest of it, like, most of the time, Michael Jordan wasn't a great dude. All right? I'm not saying he's not a great dude. I'm just saying at the time, he wasn't special, right? Like, and I'm not even talking about the gambling. I don't care that he gambles. You want to gamble? Gamble. Do your thing. I don't care. I don't care that you drink. I don't care that you smoke. Live your life. It ain't up to me to decide what's good and bad. I'm not the moral arbiter.
That's not what Major League Baseball said about Pete Rose, but yeah.
Yeah, true story. A little different story there. But, you know, it is what it is. Right. And I agree with you. I didn't walk away from that thinking that Michael Jordan came off squeaky clean. And on top of that, the takeaway that I did have from that was – knowing that Michael Jordan ultimately had final say in what did and did not make it into the documentary, about half of it, I believe that Jordan was lying through omission, right? Like, let me phrase that. I don't like the phrase, you will not convince me otherwise. Well, you will. If you put enough evidence on the table, you can convince me that anything is true. If you can display it empirically with tangible, testable, repeatable evidence that it's true, yes. I don't believe anything on faith or word. I want to be shown a thing. That being said, based on the fact that there were multiple times throughout the documentary that Jordan specifically pointed out that he was capable of lying when the time needed to be, right? For 22 years, we believed that the flu game was the flu.
Turns out it was just food poisoning.
I don't even believe it was food poisoning.
What do you think it was?
A hangover. I think Jordan got lit Fair AF enough. The night before. And I think he needed something to blame it on because his image was more important than anything else to him. He said that too, remember, during the shoe discussion. Said image is the most important thing, which is why when asked to try to help get a racist old man out of politics in North Carolina and boost up a young African-American, Jordan said Republicans buy sneakers too. His image came before everything. And don't get me wrong, I'm not mad at him for that. I get it, dude. You found a way to turn your face into billions of dollars of income over the span of your lifetime. Mm-hmm. Hell yes, do it. Absolutely. I promise you, I'm not supposed to say this on the air, but I will. There's a lot of takes that I have and a lot of opinions that I have that I'm not going to put on the air because they're irrelevant to sports. And if I may borrow Jordan's phrase, Republicans listen to sports talk radio too. Liberals listen to sports talk radio too. So I don't go down those roads, which is why I say no politics on the show. And unless it's one of those times, sports and politics don't exist in separate bubbles. They exist in the same universe, right? Now they overlap less than a lot of other things. There are going to be times when politics enters sports and we have to talk about it. There are going to be times where sports enters politics and we have to talk about it. But unless they are directly touching each other, I do not get into politics and sports for the same reason that Jordan did. Point is, I don't blame the guy. I don't blame him. But it doesn't mean that I don't believe that he's not willing to say and do things that are true or omit things that are true to make himself look better. That's kind of his thing, right? Lance, on the other hand, yo, Lance got everything laid out on the table, because when we found out that Lance was lying to the world in the biggest possible way, mm-hmm. cheated, got caught, and still lied about it.
Emphatically, he emphatically proclaimed his innocence, yeah. too.
At that point, my dude had investigative journalists from around the country coming at him to find out all the skeletons that Lance Armstrong had in his closet. And I have zero problem with that, right? That's okay. That you signed up for that. Lance was also using his image to sell bracelets and everything else. And granted, it was the Live Strong campaign for cancer was an admirable cause. If nothing else, I kind of at least hinge on that we got the good of the millions and millions of dollars into the Live Strong campaign that we got. You know, do I have interest in the Lance Armstrong documentary? Yes. But more so because of how much he hates it already. You know what I mean? I'll tell you what. What got me, I was already obviously highly intrigued by the Jordan documentary. What sold me on you have to watch it no matter what was when Jordan came out and said, I think people are going to think I'm a bad guy because of it. I don't think Michael Jordan's a bad guy. I just think he has flawed priorities. I think he has flawed priorities that cause him to treat other people less than they deserve to be treated, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Right? I think he put a lot on his teammates that they didn't deserve to have put on them. I think he blamed a lot of people for stuff they didn't deserve to have blame cast on them for. I don't think Michael Jordan was a great teammate. I think it was a great teammate in that if you played with him, you were going to win championships. And I know there's he's pushing people forward. Yeah, a lot of players are known for pushing guys and making them better without, you know, actually pushing them. There's a difference.
But there, you know, he knew who his team was. He knew who he needed to kind of poke the bear a little bit. And he wasn't afraid to do that. But like you said, his morals, he was win at all costs. So if you've won a championship, yeah. But if you wanted to kind of have a good time, get to know your teammates, you know, he wasn't having that. He needed, and he said it. He's like, I needed to know who I can count on and who I couldn't.
Let's run to a break. When we come back here in a minute, you brought up Pete Rose, and I'm glad you did, because I've been sitting on this story for a hot minute, and I want to bring it up. More accusations against Pete Rose.
Oh, joy.
Uh-huh. Are you a Pete Rose guy?
Yes.
Good. Can't wait for you to answer this when we come back.
Oh, boy.
Yeah! Yes! Tim, Rob, you, the Rob Brown Show, ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Shout out to my man Keegan, the unofficial official sound engineer of the Rob Brown Show, because the Facebook sound every now and then, as it apparently has just done again, keeps cutting in and out, and Keegan's the guy who keeps letting me know so I can get it fixed.
You sure you're not pulling on a cord or something over there?
No,
that you're just not aware of?
So the problem is that there's two USB cords that have to go in, and the laptop that I have, while I love it dearly, they built the two USB slots with zero room between them, and I had to get an adapter for the wire that I need to run the sound out of our board into my laptop to send it out over the internet. And what ends up happening is the adapter is thicker than a traditional USB plug, so I kind of have to wedge two USBs in together to get them to both fit into the USB, into the female slots. And every now and then, if you bump the computer, the adapter is just loosely connected, so just one of the pins comes up. I don't know why we're talking about it on this air. It screws up because it's dumb, and Keegan lets me know when I need to fix it. So
technology.
Shout out to the unofficial official sound engineer of the Rob Brown Show. All right, I've been sitting on this story for a while because I was waiting for the opportune moment to bring it up, and now I have learned that Tim's a Pete Rose guy, so I'm excited about this. Check this out. Former Montreal Expos groundkeeper Joe Jammer, which, by the way, phenomenal name. Joe Jammer would be the perfect pitcher name, right?
100%. Like,
100% perfect pitcher name. He is on the record now as saying former Cincinnati Reds great Pete Rose, quote, regularly had his bats corked, end quote, in the visitors' clubhouse at Olympic Stadium when he played for the Expos in 84. Rose played most of the 84 season for Montreal before he was traded to the Reds for Tom Lawless on August 16th, one of the worst trades of all time. An excerpt of what Danny Gallagher, after an interview with Joe Jammer, wrote for the Montreal Gazette. He said, quote, this is the quote from Jammer. Pete Rose would have his bats corked in the visitors clubhouse at Olympic Stadium. I found out he was corking bats. Pete was too smart to deal with Expos equipment manager John Silverman. So Brian Greenberg, who worked in the visitors clubhouse, did it. He took me into a room, a door to the left, and underneath tarps, there was this machine. Jammer asked Greenberg, what's this machine for? Jammer said Greenberg replied by saying, quote, that's a machine for corking Pete Rose's bats, end quote. When Jammer told Greenberg he wanted to take a bat with him, Greenberg wouldn't allow him. He said, quote, the guy was saying Rose had been corking his bat for 20 years. The guy said that nobody checks him because he's a singles hitter. When the Gazette on Thursday reached Greenberg by phone, Greenberg said, quote, I can't really answer those questions. I really can't talk about it, end quote. Back in 2010, Deadspin.com published a photo of an X-ray of a Mizuno PR4192 bat commissioned by Pete Rose specifically for his 85 chase of baseball's all-time hits record that said it was corked, end quote. Yes or no, Timbo, how do you feel? Did Pete Rose cork his bats, or do you believe this equipment manager and the fact that the old manager said, I can't answer those questions, as opposed to saying, you know, no? How do you feel?
I mean, it's suspicious for sure, but I don't know. He was a singles hitter. Well, I don't understand what the purpose of corking his bat would do. I can understand something like Barry Bonds did it, you know, all-time home runs leader. That makes sense. But someone who singles hitter, I mean, I guess makes sense why he had over 4,000 hits.
So here's my thought, right? I've heard this argument before about it shouldn't matter. It kind of similar but different. It shouldn't matter if Barry Bonds used steroids because he was still one of the greatest hitters of all time. And that's 100% true, right?
But he's not the home run king.
Right. But again, the difference in steroids, let's even say that it's 2 feet. How many balls did Bonds hit that just cleared the wall? Like a lot, right? Probably. Let's say it's...
But he had a ton that were splashed.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's kind of the point, is Bonds still would have been one of the GOAT hitters of all time had he not used the roids. But how many more home runs did he have because the extra juice let him put it just over the yellow stripe for home runs that would have been pop fly outs without them, right? Here's the thing. How many balls for Pete Rose, who was a singles hitter, sure, How many balls for Pete Rose would have been absolute screamers through the gaps that would not have made it through the gap had Pete Rose not had a corked bat? I'm not saying that he did have a corked bat. I'm not saying it was sure that he had a corked bat. I'm simply saying now you have one equipment manager on the record who says he did it. You have one equipment manager who has said, I am not going to talk about it. And you have an X-ray of a Pete Rose bat that looks like it was corked that was used during the season where he was hunting down the hits title. Look, Barry Bonds was a scrawny dude before he used roids, who would have been a great hitter, far less home runs. He used the roids. He got the home runs. Pete Rose was a guy who hit a lot of gap singles. How many of those have the speed to get through the gap if Pete Rose has a corked bat versus doesn't? I got to tell you, not like this dude needed any more controversy in his life.
That's for sure.
But I like it. Jimmy is on the line. Let's get Jimmy in here. Jimmy, welcome to the Rob Brown Show. Do you believe that he did it?
Well, I don't know for sure, but what I was going to say is what you just got to saying at the end of your conversation. I would imagine, I'm not a sports science guy, but I would think the corked bat would give the ball extra speed to get through the hole past the infielder and give him a double sometimes instead of a single, because he was a Charlie Hustle kind of guy.
Yeah, look, so, I don't want to, Jimmy. I don't want to take away from Pete Rose as a player, but this kind of does if it's true, right? Like Charlie Hustle was a baseball player that, aside from the corking, I don't even, to tell you the truth, the gambling stuff, I'm just like, hey, whatever, I don't really care, right? Taking away the corking, Pete Rose is a guy that I would tell my kids, model your game after this guy, be a hustler, be a guy who legs everything out, be that player. But if he did this, and he did it under the radar,
it's cheating, yeah.
Doesn't it kind of take away from that image a little bit?
Yeah, if he did it, yes, it would. And then I would kind of compare him with Lance Armstrong. Yes, they cheated, but, you know, Pete Rose, the Charlie Hustle, you had to admire that. I mean, it was suicidal going to second base, face first. I don't know how he didn't break some ribs or break some hands. And then as far as Lance Armstrong goes, he avoided accidents in seven straight Tour de France to win it, whether he was doing roids or not. And the other guys were probably doing roids too. So it's still an amazing feat on both of them's part.
Yeah, I agree with you totally, Jimmy. I mean, it's sad when you have a guy like a Bonds or a guy like a Rose. And I'm specifically talking about the corking of the bats. I'm not talking about the gambling, but it's sad when you have these guys that would have been on the top 10 players of all time list anyway, and then they just desire to be the best so much that they're willing to go out there and cheat. And I'm not talking about in-game cheating. I'm talking about, like, clear, obvious, we know you're doing wrong cheating, that it's a tarnish on their legacy. And I hate it for the people that adored those guys during their runs.
Yeah, who was that guy that played third base for the Kansas City Royals? I can't remember his name right off the top of my head, but he corked his bat, and he was a single hitter, too. He wasn't a home run hitter. You know what I'm talking about? Real famous third baseman for the Kansas City Royals. They got into a fight with the umpire when the bat split into
George Brett, right?
Yeah. Well, I was gonna say, George Brett, if I recall, was he was putting extra pine tar on his bat. That was what he did.
Yeah, he had pine tar almost up to the barrel.
Yeah, he had pine tar across the entire bat, which makes the bat more solid and would allow him to drop. But yes, the point stands, right? The point stands that that's a dude, and I appreciate the phone call, Jimmy. Great to talk to you today, buddy. Thanks for checking in. The point stands, when these great players do this, I hate it for the people who adore those players, who model their game after those players. It just takes away from the legacy. Look, I can't say I know for certain that Pete Rose did it, but it's kind of the same thing with the Jordan hangover thing. I can't prove that Jordan had a hangover, and I don't know that we'll ever be able to prove it unless Jordan himself comes out and goes, yeah, I lied to y'all again. It was definitely a hangover. Whoops, my bad. Which, that documentary, if Jordan would have come out during that, by the way, as a quick aside, Not that there's ever any quick asides in this life. As a quick aside, if Jordan was to come out during that documentary and go, yeah, look, I was hammered. My bad. I'd have gone, yeah, I feel you. I get it. Like, I get it. Me too. I've done that. I've had to come to work hammered before, or not actually drunk. I've had to come over. Not this job, to be very clear, boss who's listening.
I say it, not today, right?
Not this job. but in jobs in my younger, dumber, more formidable past, right? Look.
And plus, he was in Utah, so I mean, what else is there to do?
Exactly. I don't even think they allow you to do that in Utah. Look, in my younger, more formidable days, my old radio show was on the air from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., right? I was the nighttime guy. And so my show was very frequently done in bars. And perks of the job, you get done, and a bar owner would come over and go, hey, man, let's have a few drinks. And you'd have a few drinks, and then you'd Uber home. And the next day you'd go, oops, that was a mistake. Shouldn't have done that. But you push through it. You work through it. That's your flu game, right? I don't care about that. If Pete Rose comes out and goes, hey, guys, yeah, I corked my bats. My bad. That changes everything about Pete Rose. Everything about Pete Rose. How many of those gapper singles don't have the speed to get out of the infield if the bat's not corked? I'm not saying you did it. I'm saying where there's smoke, there's fire, and there's a lot of smoke here.
And we're saying that there could he could have done it, could have not. And pretend like he was Ellsworth Hall of Fame. You know, forget this gambling crap. Would this affect your vote? Like, if you had a vote, would you still vote him in for the Hall of Fame? Whether you don't know if it's true, it could be, it could be not. Do you think that affects it?
Look, voters get to decide.
But you, I'm saying, what about you?
Oh, what about me?
Yeah.
No. If he corked his bats, he's out. Yeah, no, and that's fair for anybody. But I'm also the dude who thinks if you get proven to have roided, you're out. To me, that's fair to me, right?
So even with someone like Barry Bonds, who would have been a Hall of Famer probably if he had not taken roids, but he did.
But he did.
So
you're out. Yeah, for me, you're out. If you violate the spirit of the game that much, you're out. And that sucks. And I would look Barry Bonds right in his face and go, look, you 100% would have made the Hall of Fame if you didn't do this. You would have 100% been one of the greatest hitters of all time, and you 100% would have been in, but you violated the spirit of the game. Because the reality of the situation is, even though we all know that Bonds was a great hitter before the steroids, I don't know how great he would have been and how long his career would have lasted without them, right? I don't know how many hits Hit King has if he's not being able to accelerate balls through the gap and get them out of the infield for a bunch of those.
It may have been the reason why he had over 4,000
hits. Exactly.
Yeah.
Let's say 1,500 of those are speed singles that rush up the gap, that if they are 5 miles an hour slower off the bat, a second baseman gets a glove on, a shortstop gets a glove on, throws him out. Okay, now you're not the Hit King. You know what I mean? In 2010, no, excuse me, Rose's longtime friend, Tommy Gioiosa. I feel like
that's a mouthful.
Gioiosa. Gioiosa.
Gioiosa.
That guy.
That
Tommy
guy.
G told Vanity Fair in 2001 that Rose did cork his bats in 85 when he played for the Reds. So you have two people very close to Pete Rose saying, yeah, he did it. Another guy who was responsible for doing it saying, yeah, I can't talk about that. I can't get involved with that.
Pleading the fifth.
Yeah. Which, you know, look, when you plead the fifth, you're supposed to start. We all know what that means, right? We all know what that means. In this case, in the court of public opinion, not an actual court. I'm leaning towards he did it.
Knowing his character, it wouldn't surprise me if he did it. But I still think he belongs in the Hall of Fame.
That's why the Hall of Fame has as many voters, and it's subjective as to what it is. Spirit of the game, character, yada, yada, yada. Which, again, I don't think character should be a determination. But if you're cheating, you're out. Quick break. We'll come back here in just a minute. Got a few more stories to run through, and then Tim will guide us through Twitter trending topics. Stay tuned. It's the Rob Brown Show. Rob and Tim and you on the Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning.
MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Can I tell you, if there is such a thing as a winner during the pandemic, can I tell you who a big winner of this whole thing has been? One guy who has come out looking like a charm in all of this? Nick freaking Saban. Nick Saban has come out of this thing smelling like a rose. That dude is handling this like a dream, saying the right things, doing the right things, being a leader. I am, and this is not something I've ever said about Nick Saban before, I am thoroughly impressed with him. The University of Alabama yesterday put out a PSA, and I'm going to play you the audio. But all you need to know is that when you hear the name Al, Al is the actual Alabama mascot. Big Al is the big doofy elephant that runs around on the sidelines that looks like they haven't updated their mascot since like the 40s. Here is the PSA that Alabama put out featuring Big Al and Nick Saban.
Hey, Big Al, you need to be staying 6 feet away from me. And haven't I told you you have to wear a mask when you're in this building?
I mean, come on, Big Al. We're supposed to be practicing social distancing, which means we have to be 6 feet away from each other. Don't worry, Big Al. We've all been there before, buddy. Let's go get you a mask.
All of us want to make sure we play football this fall. And to make that happen, we must be sure we stay at home if we have symptoms, wash your hands often, follow all social distancing guidelines, and please wear a mask anytime you're around other people.
Nick Saban has handled this thing like a dream, right? I mean, listen, at a point where other coaches like Mike Gundy have come out, put their foot in their mouth, and decided they liked it so much that they have put on, that he put another foot into his mouth. It is unbelievable. Saban comes out of this thing saying the right things, doing the right things. I'm impressed. Nick Saban's never been a dude. Listen, they called him the Nicktator. I have interviewed Nick Saban before, all right? He's not the world's friendliest dude. You're not going to get any cuddles and warm fuzzies out of Nick Saban, I promise. If you can't do something for Nick Saban, then he will not do anything for you. It's just Nick Saban's nature, and it's what's made him, arguably, though Dabo's trying to break that, that's what has made him the best college football coach of the past 20 years, maybe of all time. If you can't help Nick Saban can't help you. But he knows that if there's a big spike in second wave of this thing, we're not going to play football this fall. No politics needed. And I got to tell you, I guarantee you Nick Saban is having more influence on the number of people wearing masks and maintaining social distancing in the state of Alabama than anybody else, anywhere else at all, period. Tuscaloosa, I bet you after this PSA, there's not a soul in Tuscaloosa that doesn't have a mask on their face right this second. I guarantee it. Because if Coach Saban says it.
Oh, whatever he says is law.
Absolutely.
He says wear a mask. Yes,
sir. You wear the damn mask, and you say,
rolling hard.
Why you do it, all right? Let's take a break. When we come back, we walk our way through Twitter trending topics to end the show. It's Rob. It's Tim. It's you. It's the Rob Brown Show right here on ESPN Upstate. Welcome back. Final segment of the Rob Brown Show. Maybe. We'll see. We might be sticking around for a minute. We're working on getting Mark Ryan up next. Twitter trending topics. Time to look down the things trending on Twitter and issue a short thought about what it is you are talking about all around the world and all around the upstate. Hope that you will join us in our Discord chat room. Again, if you'd like to join the Discord chat room and talk with me and listeners of the Rob Brown Show 24/7. I'll be on there all weekend long. As a matter of fact, we'll be hosting. And if you follow us across the social media platforms on Twitter and Facebook over the weekend, during the Tiger and Tom and Phil and Peyton match, I'll be popping into the Discord chat server to talk with you. During the race on Sunday night, the Coke 600, I will be popping in there to talk about the event. That is going to be where we go to talk about sports as sports are happening. If you'd like to join that Discord chat room, send me a text to 71307. Start your text with ESPN. At 71307, start your text with ESPN, and I will send you, and then put the word password in there, obviously, ESPN password, and I'll send you the link to the Discord channel. You can pop in there anytime live sports are on and talk with me as they go. Some of the things trending on Twitter today. It's so weird not having Diesel here. Weird, hashtag cremated. Apparently, this is trending based on some sort of makeup thing where I guess that they are trying to, somebody has created a makeup where you can slather it on and it makes you look dead, I guess. Here's what I don't understand in a nutshell. Fashion, just in general, I just don't understand it in general. Just your goal is to make yourself look like you're dead. I don't understand it all. Also trending right now, Jerry Sloan, yes, a longtime Jazz coach who was featured pretty heavily in The Last Dance. Jerry Sloan has passed away, 78 years of age, died from complications of Parkinson's disease, according to the Jazz in a statement. Sloan coached the Jazz for 23 years on top of the years that he spent there. He was a tenacious player for the Bulls during his playing career. As well, the Jazz put out a statement saying Jerry Sloan will always be synonymous with the Utah Jazz. He will forever be a part of the Utah Jazz organization, and we join his family, friends, and fans in mourning his loss. We are so thankful for what he accomplished here in Utah and the decades of dedication, loyalty, and tenacity he fought for in our franchise. So RIP and rest well, Jerry Sloan. We'll see you on the other side. Trending Memorial Day weekend. Let me throw this out there as just not to be a buzzkill, but while we celebrate, and I think it is important that we celebrate the reason for Memorial Day. I hear people all the time say it's not a happy holiday. It is a somber memorial. It is a memorial of those who have given everything so that we can come do stuff like this and be goofy. It is a remembrance of those who made the ultimate sacrifice in the defense of freedom so that we can do what it is that we do, and we want to celebrate. But I tell people all the time, celebrate by doing the things that make us American. Celebrate by doing the things that make us the country that these men and women laid their lives down to protect and defend. That's the best way, in my opinion, to celebrate and honor their memory. Yes, it is a somber remembrance, but it's not one that doesn't mean that we can't celebrate the things that they laid down their lives for. And I think that by spending a lot of time discussing and talking about how those things are bad to do over the weekend because we're supposed to be somber, I don't think it's fair. There's a reason those people were willing to put their lives on the line, and to celebrate that, I think, is a good thing. All right, that is going to wrap it up for the weekend. Have a great Memorial Day, everybody. Enjoy your long weekend. Be safe. Don't drink and drive. I will punch you right in the face if I find out that you did, okay? And remember, thank a soldier, sailor, airman, marine, firefighter, police officer, EMS, Coast Guardman, first responders, doctors, nurses. We love them. We need them. We can't do it without them. Tim, thanks for hanging out with us today, buddy. It's great to have you. Look forward to doing it again next week.
It's been a pleasure, man.
Absolutely. Mark Ryan with Offsides with Mark Ryan is up next. This is the Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate. Later.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.